From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. The Indonesian President Jokowi says green energy is one of Indonesia's huge potentials. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi says 99 Indonesians evacuated from Ukraine. Now, the news in details. Environment-friendly renewable green energy was among the nation's vast energy potentials that other countries did not possess. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo made the statement. The president noted during the 2022 leadership meeting of the National Defense Force and Police in Cilangkap, East Jakarta, on Tuesday, that Indonesia was currently encouraging the use of environmentally friendly energy sources for industrial uses in a bid to create or implement the green economy. The president believed that Indonesia had the ability to manage and develop renewable energy, as the country has 4,400 rivers that could be utilized to operate hydroelectric power plants. Next, we have the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister, Retno Marsudi, who informed that 99 Indonesian citizens have been evacuated from Ukraine so far. In addition, the government has evacuated 4 foreigners who were related to the Indonesians. According to Minister Retno, all the evacuees were well. The minister said during a press briefing on Tuesday, currently, all Indonesian citizens are in two safe houses in Bucharest, Romania, and Rzeszów, Poland. However, there are still 4 Indonesian citizens in Kharkiv and the other 9 in Chernihiv in northern Ukraine who have not been evacuated since the battle is still taking place in the region. Furthermore, there are 24 Indonesian citizens who have chosen to stay in Ukraine since they are married to local citizens. We continue with Mandalika, which is gearing to receive tourists ahead of the MotoGP event on March 18 to the 2022. Deputy for Tourism Products and Creative Economy at the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, said. She remarked at an online press conference for the 2022 Mandalika MotoGP in Jakarta on Tuesday, currently, preparations have entered the final stage in all sectors, starting from arrangements for the entry of participants and tourists, supporting transportation, to the provision of health services. Handayani also assured all sectors under the coordination of Field Commander Marshal, or TNI, Hadi Cahyanto, were ready. According to Handayani, the MotoGP event will not only have an impact on the development of tourism facilities, but also other facilities that will have great benefits for the local community. Now we move to the international news. South Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Cho Hyun, said on Tuesday, South Korea strongly condemns Russia's invasion of Ukraine. During an emergency special session of the UN General Assembly held to discuss the matter, Cho relayed South Korean solidarity to people in Ukraine, denouncing any behavior that seriously infringes on the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of UN member countries. He revealed that South Korea is co-sponsoring UN Security Council and UN General Assembly resolutions calling for Russia's immediate withdrawal from Ukraine. Next, we have the International Energy Agency, which has decided to release 60 million barrels from its oil reserves to help stabilize oil prices amid their continuing hike following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The 31 International Energy Agency member states reached the agreement during a video conference on Tuesday. The agency hoped the measure will send a strong, unified message to the international oil market that there will be no supply disruption despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Hong Kong's government said any decisions to impose a COVID-19 lockdown will take into account the global financial hub status and ensure basic needs such as food, and urge anxious residents who raided supermarkets this week not to panic. Leader Carrie Lam had previously said that a citywide lockdown and compulsory testing were not being considered. However, Health Secretary Sophia Chan on Monday said a lockdown had not been ruled out, fueling rumors and sparking a rush for groceries, pharmacy products, and banking services. The last news comes from tens of thousands of Australians fled their homes and authorities evacuated a hospital on Wednesday as torrential rains continued to batter the country's east coast. 11 people have died since the extreme weather arrived late last week, submerging town centers, unmooring homes, and cutting power lines. The wild storm cell has been making its way down from Queensland state into neighboring New South Wales and is expected to hit Sydney, home to more than 5 million people, later on Wednesday. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Maumere Typical Weaving until Bin Kurt enlivened Indonesia's Sunday market in Ho Chi Minh City.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Maumere typical weaving until Bin Kurt and leavens Indonesia Sunday market in Ho Chi Minh City. Listeners, various typical weaving accessories of Maumere flores become one of the Indonesian products sold at the Indonesian Sunday market in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam on Sunday. The accessories such as earrings, bracelets, bags, and woven patterned clothes of East Nusa Tenggara attract the visitors at the Indonesian Sunday market. They could enjoy various Indonesian culinary delights, including good satay, padang rice, gado-gado, geprek chicken, and traditional snacks such as lupis cakes, layer cakes, stuffed tofu, and other culinary. No wonder, the activities were also welcomed by not only Indonesian citizens, but also Vietnamese people and other foreigners. On this occasion, the Consul General of the Indonesian Republic in Ho Chi Minh City distributed prizes to some visitors who take part in spreading the Indonesian Sunday market through social media. Moreover, the Consulate General also conveyed information about the Indonesian presidency at the G20 through video clips briefly and distributed the Sinchau Apa Kabar newsletter, which is a monthly business communication media for the Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City. Furthermore, Dharma Wanita Persatuan at the consulate in Ho Chi Minh City also presented entertainment such as contemporary Indonesian dances. Dozens of visitors who attended the event seemed enthusiastic to watch and even followed the dance movements presented with the concept of flash mob. Indonesian Sunday Market is an event to promote lots of products and Indonesian culture initiated by the Indonesian diaspora community in Ho Chi Minh City. This activity is also planned to be carried out regularly by applying the development of the pandemic situation and adherence to health protocols. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on March 2, 1957, when Permesta was founded. The Universal Struggle, abbreviated as Permesta, is a military movement on the island of Sulawesi, Indonesia. This movement was declared by military leaders in the eastern Indonesia, March 2, 1957. The center of this movement was originally in the city of Makassar in South Sulawesi, but later moved to the city of Manado in North Sulawesi. The Permesta movement then led to a rebellion against the central government. To crush this rebellion, the central government launched several military operations. December 17, 1960, Permesta agreed to end their rebellion. Moving on to an event on March 2, 1959, when Bandung Institute of Technology was founded. Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB, is a state university in the city of Bandung, West Java. Initially, ITB was a technical college which was founded by the Dutch colonial government under the name Technische Hogeschool Te Bandung, or TH Bandung. After Indonesia's independence, TH Bandung became part of the University of Indonesia, namely, the Faculty of Engineering and the Faculty of Exact and Natural Sciences. On March 2, 1959, the faculty separated from the University of Indonesia and became the Bandung Institute of Technology. Currently, ITB has 20 internationally accredited study programs. 9 of them came from the independent U.S. accreditation agency, ABET. We end today in history with an event on March 2, 2020, when the first COVID-19 case in Indonesia was confirmed. Two residents of Depok, West Java have been confirmed as the first COVID-19 patients in Indonesia. The findings of the first COVID-19 infection case in Indonesia were revealed by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace, March 2, 2020. Both were suspected of contracting the SARS-CoV-2 virus after having direct contact with a Japanese citizen during a visit to Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
State-owned enterprises also supported the digital economy by building infrastructure and opening funding access. That was stated by State-owned Enterprise Deputy Minister 1 Pahala Mansuri during the Forum Ekonomi Merdeka virtually on Monday. Pahala Mansuri said, Indonesia has a great potential in the digital economy sector. In 2025, Indonesian digital economic value was projected to reach $124 billion. With that, the digital economy contributes more than 10% to Indonesian gross domestic product or 0.7% to global digital economy by 2025. Therefore, Pahala said Indonesia must use that potential optimally to be a main player and not just being a market for other countries. Pahala further explained that to support the digital economy development, state-owned enterprises has three strategies. The first is by building digital infrastructure from data center, cloud to the 5G fiber optic network. Pahala said the business in the digital infrastructure has a great potential with market capitalization up to 400 trillion rupiahs. Second is building a digital platform offering products or services needed or known in the world, such as game, health tech, and edutech. The third one is establishing the Merah Putih Fund to fund potential startups. This became an alternative for startups in reducing foreign capital. Pahala said the Merah Putih Fund would focus on funding local startups so that the Sunicorn or soon-to-be unicorn will still operate in Indonesia. Also, this will help local unicorns to join the Indonesia Stock Exchange. Merah Putih Fund was targeted to be launched in the second quarter of 2022. This fund would be managed by five state-owned enterprise corporate venture capital, namely Mandiri Capital Indonesia, MDI Ventures, Telkomsel Mitra Innovasi, BRI Ventures, and BNI Ventures.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka. Tetapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de getting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Indonesian for today will invite you to visit Pinus Tilo Riverside, Pengalengan. Listeners, Pengalengan is a district in Bandung Regency, West Java, whose landscape is still beautiful. In Pengalengan, there are many charming natural attractions. One of the most interesting and viral attractions on social media is Pinus Tilo Riverside. Pinus Tilo Riverside offers camping facilities which are located on the riverside and in the middle of a stunning pine forest. Pinus Tilo is located in the Rahong Pine Forest area and is on the edge of the Palayangan River, Pengalengan, or more precisely in Pulau Sari Village, Pengalengan District, Bandung Regency. You can visit Pinus Tilo with several nearby tourism attractions such as the Rahong Pine Forest. You can even go rafting on the Palayangan River. This area is also located adjacent to Situ Cilenca in Pengalengan. Able to camp at Pinus Tilo, you only need to spend 500,000 rupiah until 650,000 rupiah, depending on the type of tent you choose, because there are many types of tents. There is one with capacity of 4 to 6 people. Camping time at Pinus Tilo starts from 2 p.m. until 12 p.m. Apart from camping, you can also go around the river area by rafting. Barbecue cooking utensils are provided in each tent. So please bring your own food or ingredients because you only get breakfast. You have to book a place in advance to anticipate a full slot. Always follow updates about Pino Stilo on its official Instagram account, especially during this pandemic. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture your best moments here. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Perumahan Paling Bersih, which means the cleanest housing. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. Boris wants to know why Kevin enjoys living in the housing.
Kevin, mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini?
Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Dekat, dekat, which means near. Paling bersih, which means the cleanest. Perumahan, perumahan, which means housing. Kelurahan, kelurahan, which means sub-district. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, ini perumahan paling bersih. Ini perumahan paling bersih, which means this housing is the cleanest. In the statement, there is a word paling, paling, which means the most. The word paling is used to state superlative. Besides paling, the prefix ter, which is followed by adjective, such as dekat, terdekat, which means near, the nearest, and bersih, terbersih, bersih, terbersih, which means clean, the cleanest, can be also used to state superlative. Here are the other examples of superlative. Mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini? Which means, why do you enjoy living here? Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini. Which means, because this is the cleanest housing in this sub-district. Mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini? Which means, why do you enjoy living here? Karena ini perumahan terbersih di kelurahan ini. Which means, because this is the cleanest housing in this sub-district. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini?
Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Bajing Luncat. The song Bajing Luncat is a Sundanese song composed by Kosa Manjaya. The song has been popular since the 1950s. It is an expression of disappointment over loyalty. His beloved girl has been proposed to by another man. He was disappointed not to propose to his girl before. He need 1 year to heal his broken heart. Alright, listener, here is the song Bajing Luncat by Yani Purbasari. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Tepang dina karita kenalan ukur harita ni mojang di labuan wanda saimbang rupina angkat saimbang kepatna mun sasaudan lalauna ka kuping anyam basana disabra tepang harita imutna sering kacipta ngalangkang dina implengan sasarengan dina impenan bentang-bentang labuan nu aya dina implengan bentang-bentang labuan nu aya dina
of Indonesia.
Miguraan tua hati depan pada hari tanah. Campaka tilam katresna nyengitang janji duaan harapan datang nebongan molebat bagja duaan. Lebatannya tanggurang rang didinya ngajikna rasa. Lebatannya tanggurang rang didinya janji duaan. Lebatannya tanggurang rang
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.